WHTC News time is now 7:39. Time for the Hope Sports Roundtable right here on 1450 WHTC. Brought to you by the Lighthouse Title Group and Googs Pub and Grub. And it's time now to welcome in Ron Weatherby. Good morning, Ron. How are you this morning?
Oh, very good. It's nice weather out there this morning. You know, nice, brisk.
What's your definition of nice, Ron?
Oh, it's pretty.
Yeah, okay.
That's what everybody says.
I can go with pretty. We can go with that. And on the line with us right now is Matt Neal. Matt, it's pretty outside, too, but you're inside. I wish I was, I'm sure many drivers wish they were like you and us right now, but...
I am inside. I'm actually sitting with...
Well, Coach, it's time to celebrate a little bit with that big win over Kelvin, but not too long out there. You know, got another big ball game coming up tomorrow, but let's talk Kelvin first off. I thought that was just a great ball game.
Well, it certainly was a great time for all of our players and all of our coaches, and I'm sure the fans enjoyed it as well. We got off to a great start defensively in the first 5 minutes of that game, and I told you before the last Kelvin game that we break this game into 5 4-minute segments and play to the TV timeout, and we challenged our boys to do that, and they did, and got off to a great start, smothered them defensively and got some runouts and had some great looks inside and outside, and it helps to shoot the ball well, but I was really proud of our kids.
Well, I thought the club, you know, just jumped out on them, and that was necessary against Kelvin out there to get a good start to get that crowd involved, because that crowd was just exactly electric, and that's what you want.
Well, it certainly was. I mean, you know, we sold out of those 650 student tickets in about an hour, and so that was really a nice thing. I certainly hope that those 650 show up another time. They were great. You know, I think at halftime when they go into their little dance, the whole arena was dancing except for that northeast corner, which is just fine. But we certainly never take it for granted, but we certainly love having that crowd there. But, you know, I thought our guys, Ron, really, really played to a T with what we were trying to accomplish both defensively and offensively. And it sure makes it a lot of fun when you get the game going up and down. We had three or four dunks, I don't know, and that gets the crowd involved. And it was just a terrific Division III atmosphere for sure.
Well, the guys are really coming together out there. You're getting a good play from your starters. You're getting some good play off the bench that helps out. The bigs are staying out of foul trouble for the most part. And things are going well right now. We've got to keep it right at that high pitch. And sometimes that's as hard as it is to get a team up for a ball game, is to keep them up there once they have that lead.
Well, you know, yesterday we came back into practice with that kind of mentality, and really it was a pretty tough practice, I'm not going to lie. It was very intense, and our guys competed. We had a lot of competitive drills, and I'll tell you, I don't care what it is that our guys are doing. If it's competitive, they want to win. And I think that our best basketball is yet to be played. I really believe that. And I think that what our guys have shown, that something we talked about down in Kentucky, that we want to win out. And, you know, we had a little speed bump down at Albion, and our guys remember that. And they're focused to make sure that we take care of that. I thought beating Kelvin on Wednesday was a huge game for us, in that they were very hot. They had beaten everybody going through. They were determined to win out in the tournament or in the conference play, and so they were playing very well. And we were just able to capitalize on that given night and kind of do the things that we needed to do to take care of them.
Well, when we were Wisconsin early in the year, we were talking about the future of the season, and it didn't look like we were going to get into a tournament, things like this, and. You know, things look a little bit down after going through Whitewater and Stevens Point, but you were right that competition has really helped us as we've gotten ready now for the MIAA tournament and the NCAA.
Well, you know, that preseason or that pre-league season little stretch that we went through of playing Whitewater and Point, Stevens Point, and by the way, we got beat the other night by Whitewater. But playing those teams, playing Wheaton, Carthage, Cornerstone, Illinois Wesleyan, I mean, those are some pretty formidable opponents, and yeah, they were losses for us, but I think that other than that Carthage game, you know, that they were close competitive games, and I think that our guys grew together, and like I told you early on, I really, really believe that when you put a young team in that situation, they grow together and figure out just how hard they have to play, and I think that that it really has prepared us well for our league play. I think our guys come back every single day knowing that we can be better than the day before. And I think that started the season, got us off that way mentally. And I'm counting on it continuing.
Well, Jody May is going to have the Albion Britons up high when he comes into town on Saturday. He likes playing Hope College, and he thinks he has a little edge over the Flying Dutchman mentally. So he's going to have his kid playing good basketball. They're on a little downswing right now, but forget about that. It's Hope Albion.
Oh yeah, they'll come in ready. Jody's a terrific coach and a great friend, and he he took one on the chin last night up at Alma. They almost shot the tar out of the ball, and so Albion went down last night in the loss. But I think that again they have some key components there that are sometimes our nemesis. They have a lot of dribble drive kind of players, but we think we've got a couple things that we haven't used, and we're gonna employ those and see if we can't shut down some of that. And we have to get out on their shooters. Dakota Kazin had a great game against us. I don't know how he's played since then, but we have to take care of Jordan Heron inside, and I think we'll do okay with that. But again, the key is going to be how we defend and how we rebound. And I think that's what's going to go on for the rest of our season. If you defend well, you rebound well, you're going to win.
Well, I think getting off to a good start is very important tomorrow as well. If Britons get on our floor, and we have that advantage, and it's definitely an advantage when you're home, and they're going to find themselves in a hornet's nest, I think.
Well, that's the key. I'm going to tell you that we certainly don't want to provide them any room to feel confident at all. And you get people down, and then they start wondering what's going on, and that's exactly right. We have to come at them really tough right from the get-go, and put it to them on the defensive end, but make sure that our bigs take care of it on the offensive end. Down at third place, and I watched film even Wednesday night after the Calvin game. I started watching the Albion film, and we just didn't finish like we needed to. And we're better today than we were then, thank goodness, and we'll be ready to go tomorrow.
We also have a little special occasion tomorrow as well. You had this set up for Chris Vanderslice, a little program and so forth, earlier when the game was postponed, and now we're bringing it up against Saturday.
We are. Chris Vanderslice and his wife Tanya and their beautiful girls are battling a little bit of a little speed bump in life, so to speak. Chris has leukemia, and we wanted to help raise some money for them. Chris's church, the Ivanrest Church from Granville, is going to be in the gym. They're going to have representatives there that will help our fans understand how they can donate to the cause to help Chris and Tanya offset some of the expenses incurred with all of his treatments and her having to stay in Ann Arbor while he was doing those. I did talk to Chris this week. He's most grateful to Hope College and the basketball program and all of the fans who have sent him messages and cards, and he's very appreciative. But we are going to be doing that tomorrow at the game, so if people feel led to do that, they can see people from the Ivanrest Church, and they'll be on hand to take care of that. We wanted to do it in conjunction with our Coaches versus Cancer weekend, but we weren't able to do that.
Well, you also have another event taking place, and that is the posters. Posters will be handed out to the kids out there at the ball game, and the guys will sign them. Something that doesn't happen in Division III very often.
No, Caroline Hanema is an employee for us. She works kind of with our promotions and marketing in our athletic department. She's also the assistant swimming coach. Has done just a phenomenal job of bringing this poster day to light. And I got a preview of the poster. It's pretty awesome. And fans can come, and it'll have our entire program, our varsity and JV teams on it. And fans can get that. And the guys will all be at tables throughout the gym after the game. And fans can get the posters signed. They're really beautiful, I have to say. And it'll be a special day for fans, a special day for our players to be able to sign their name to something and realize the role models that they truly are for people.
Well, let's go out and get this one. So good luck tomorrow.
All right. Thanks, Ron. Thanks, Dan.
Thanks for joining us.
All right. That's Matt Neal, coach of the Flying Dutchman, and Ron Weatherby here. Ron, thank you so much for being with us.